Huron Superintendent Terry Nebelsick says a couple students tested positive for COVID before the school year began. Because Huron was an early hotspot, he says information moves quickly from the city's testing center to the school administration.
And when we have the information, we move immediately with that information, working with the Operations Task Force, so that by the time the Department of Health calls in the next 24 to 48 hours, we've been able to mitigate without that downtime.
It's different in Lemon, where there have been few cases so far.
This week was a tough week for us.
Superintendent Steve Books says four staff members have tested positive, mostly in the elementary school. The district decided to close that building until September 8th. That's in line with the 14-day time frame it takes most people to show symptoms if they've been exposed.
The desire would be to, when we start back on the 8th, that we would have given that illness time to end for those positive people.
In Beersford, COVID cases are resulting in a staffing shortage. Superintendent Brian Field says four staff members have tested positive and another eight are in quarantine. The district is low on substitutes, but Field says the school board is considering a solution.
Possibly designate all school employees as critical personnel under the critical infrastructure provisions of federal COVID-19 guidelines, which would potentially allow our personnel who have been exposed to COVID-19 to continue to work as long as they're asymptomatic and they test negative.
He says the district can't afford to keep healthy teachers home. All three superintendents say the Department of Health is contacting people who may have been exposed to positive cases within the district. The department releases statewide case numbers in schools on a weekly basis. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.